Okay, Dr. Benny, we look forward to Machad Jirchonot and Shofarot. Like I said yesterday, Rabbi Adler, Rabbi Aaron Adler gave a shiur yesterday on the Rav, on Machiyot Zichronot and Shofarot. But I guarantee people that your shiur will be very different from his shiur. Even though you don't know what he said, I'm sure it will be quite different, which is good. Complimentary shiurim on the same topic. Bakasha, Dr. Gesundheit, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Rabbi G. Here is the shiur, and I have to apologize. Let's start with a big apology. I have to apologize. What I'm producing today is unacceptable. And I say it up front. I will bring you lots of material on the topic of Malchuyot, Zichronot, Shofarot. And I send you a handout, which is in the A3 format, a double A4, a double letter size, has the entire Tfilah of Musaf. And the reason I have to apologize, it will be lots of material. I want to show you a chidush, which I'm extremely excited to present you. And I think it is, I hope, something new. And overall impression, it is a narrative. And I think it is new. I couldn't find it in the Parshanim. Since I remember myself davening Rosh Hashanah, I try to understand the psukim, what's the flow of ideas. And I prepared here a handout, which if after the last shiur, people wrote that they have to read it, they are concerned, they have to listen again to the shiur. So I'm never sure how to explain it. If they have to listen again, was it so good that they have to listen again? Was it so unclear that they have to do it again? Let's benefit from the doubt. But if that is true for the last time, today I'm aware that I bring you lots of material. And lots of material is because I want to show a narrative, how it flows. And I would recommend that you look at the Sidur again, the idea, and test whether what I said is true, whether you can agree with that or not. And I'm very, very happy to get your comments. I'm not capable with my efforts for multitask that I can answer chats correspondence during the lecture. You have here two email addresses, and I'm happy. You have here my email address, and I'm happy to take to hear your comments in order to interact. But I'm not capable to follow the chat. So if you have questions, please don't hesitate to contact me directly. So the experience of prayer is very rich, as I showed in the pictures here. We come to the Tfilot Musaf Shel Rosh Hashanah, Malchuyot Shofarot Zichronot. I think it is a highlight of Tfilot liturgy, Jewish liturgy. It is absolutely fascinating. It is overwhelming. It is a lot of material. And I want to come here to the background that we have to do a lot of readings. The historical development is very interesting. Very hard to take one text. I use the Ashkenazi text because that's what I was used to govern as a child. And there is a lot of philosophical insights we can take from here. I start with the historical overview of Musaf, the text analysis. I show the structure, the source, and I want to show the narrative. I read since many, many years, decades, I read a lot of Parshanim and research on the field. And to me, it is obvious for at least 10 years that there is a narrative. And I want to prove this point. And the narrative is not the action movie in the sense of A happened, B happened after A and afterwards C. It's not the flow of a story, but there is a flow of ideas, which is very, very sharp and thought through very carefully and presented to me in a very, very clear way. You will judge whether I'm right or not. At the end, I would like to show this chidush, this innovative approach from Malchuyot Zichronot Shofarot. And I want also to say at the end, what is the message personal for me looking at these sources? And there are a lot of messages. I want to outline one. And that's pretty much the experience, the feeling I experience when I read hundreds of books and papers and Parshanim and Mekorot and sources. And one has to find the right approach to grab the new insight in order to come to a conclusion. That's what I show in this clip art here, in the cartoon here. And what I want to show that this handout, if you look at it carefully, and you follow over and over. I'm aware it is by far too full than to present on one slide. It is by far too difficult for people who are not on the full control of the Hebrew. So you need the translations. Of course, you have Sidurim, Machzorim with translations, but it is important to see the overview. And I want to show that to you. And I thought about that very carefully, a shiur I gave many times. And now online in this format, in another way, I hope it will be clear and I will leave time to discuss it afterwards. What are the sources historically? And as usually, I start with the historical overview. Elbogen, many, many others spoke about the history, the development, which is very important to understand the framework. The framework will not necessarily help us to understand the message, the soul of the prayer. But the framework is very important. We have sources in the Bible about Malchuyot, of course, about Shofar, and about Zichronot. It is from the Bible. The motifs of Malchuyot, Zichronot, Shofarot didn't start in the Machzor. It goes back to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah quotes the Psukim in a very, very intelligent way. But we have to learn to understand the special mind, the sharpness of Chazal, how they take together different psukim. I put that in a gray background because explicitly, Malchuyot Shofarot Zichronot, Malchuyot Zichronot Shofarot are mentioned in the Mishnah. We'll take a look at that and compare it to a Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit, the fast days, which have Zichronot and Shofarot and are very similar, but don't have Malchuyot. So we can learn a lot. We call that intertextuality in the Mishnah, in the Sidur. Quite interesting what we can accomplish here. We will see sources from the Gemara, Yerushalmi and Bavli, and very interesting Midrashim, which were incorporated. There is a lot to compare in the Nosach of Amram, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, and I want to come to their fascinating philosophical analysis. I want to mention specifically Rabbi Yosef Albo in his philosophical work, and Franz Rosenzweig, but many, many others who have wonderful philosophical insights. And here we have the final text in the Machzor, which I put in all the colors, because we have many final texts in the Machzor, which is very difficult to compare. So I don't want to waste the time now to compare what do they have, the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim and the Edot HaMizrach. I do think what I'm trying to present you goes back to the Gemara and the Mishnah, which have these ideas in common. And I ask you to take that with a reservation, with a grain of salt, that I might present something according to one Nosach, which another Nosach has slightly different approaches. The overall picture, I think, is true. And I would like to start now with two sources from the Bible. The Bible talks about Zichronot, Malchuyot, Zichronot, Shofarot. And here we have two psukim in Sefer Vayikra and Bamidbar, which talk about the seventh month, Tishrei, the first day. And one mentions exactly the same day, Daber el bnei Yisrael lemor b'chodesh ha-shvi'i b'echad l'chodesh yeh lachem shabbaton, zichron trua mikra'i kodesh. It should be a remembrance by means of an alarm blast of the shofar, mikra kodesh. In Sefer Bamidbar, where they talk about sacrifice for each chag, a very similar pasuk, u'vachodesh ha-shvi'i b'echad l'chodesh, mikra kodesh yeh lachem kol melechat avodah lo ta'asu, yom trua yeh lachem, a day of sounding the alarm, shofar, shall it be. So here we have with the shofar, with the sound, something comes up, the sound of the shofar should remind us, bring us in a certain acoustic memory. We hear something, we remember something. And that is not spelled out, but we have other psukim. That is specifically for Rosh Hashanah. And here we go, we have another pasuk, in Sefer Bamidbar, which talks about another context, but is quoted in the Tfilah at the end of Musaf. It is quoted in the Gemara, where it talks about Mitzvah Shofar. It says there, if there is any stress on the Jewish people, v'chi tavo milchama ba'artzachem, if there is a war, al hatzar hatzorer etchem, v'hareotem b'chatzotzchot, v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem elokechem, v'noshatem me'oyvechem. Any stress, you do the same, teru'a, v'hareotem is the same word, and you remember something. You go back to your memories. By the sound, you remember something, not shofar. It is the chatzotzra, the trumpets from the ta'anit. That is, if it is a negative experience. In the same token, when it is a positive experience, uveyom simchatechem, uvemoadechem, uvarashay chotchechem, utakatem b'chatzotzrot alolodechem v'adzifrei shalmechem, v'yolachem lizikaron lifnei Hashem elokechem, ani Hashem elokechem. It is the same experience, a negative, stressful experience of war or any other oppression that brings us of trua v'zikaron, and it is at Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim that Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month, the first new moon is Rosh Hashanah. It's the very first one of the entire year. So we remember the good and the bad experience in this pasuk, which is imported for the Rosh Hashanah Sidurim. This pasuk talks about something else. The Jewish people moves in the desert. And that's what I showed with the picture here. And you blow the chatzotzrot. When you have a war, you escape, you go to the war with the chatzotzrot. Or you have a simcha with the chatzotzrot. It seems to be a totally different context and a different experience. It is also the shofar. Chachamim take it together. And they are very smart. It's not a mistake. It's not a lack of psukim for Rosh Hashanah. It is a deep connection. Our Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, is a day, where do we go? Are we going to war, to milchama? Are we going to simcha for something pleasant, for a success? Which way do we go? This pasuk from another context is a perfect association, a perfect message. Which way do we move? That's exactly what we will see in Tfilat Musaf. We will see it in Unetan Etokef, when the shofar decides Mila Chaim veMila Mavet. And here we have another pasuk, also in Sefer Vayikra, which talks about the 50th year, the Yovel. Once in 50 years, all the land goes back to the owner. Whatever we sell, whatever we make deals and business, I'm from Shevet Yehuda, somebody from Shevet Binyamin, and we make a land deal. What I sold him after 50 years, it comes back to my family. And it says there, V'havartem shofar trua b'chodesh ha-shvi'i b'yasor l'chodesh b'yom ha-kippurim. Taviru shofar b'chol artzechem. B'ki yidashtem et shnat ha-50 shana u'karatem dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. We should proclaim liberty. We start from the beginning, liberty in the land for all his inhabitants. Yovel hitie lachem v'shavtem ishe l'chuzato v'ishe mishpachto tashuvu. That happens once in 50 years, Yom Kippur, that we blow the shofar. Today, at the end of Yom Kippur, we blow the shofar, which is not the shofar, it seems, of Rosh Hashanah. It is the shofar of once in 50 years, we blow in the Yovel, in the shofar, another name for Yovel. And that is a totally different message. Every 50 years, everybody goes back to his homeland, to his family, to his nachala. That is the message, go back to your home. We can have a war, which is indicated by the shofar, and we have to move. And we can be happy with the shofar, Bamidbar chapter 10. But actually the message is we come back. These are the ideas which Chazal in the Gemara compare these psukim as if it would talk about the same. It's not the same at all. We learn what is every time where it says tua, it is shofar. Where do you know that for? Because here it says shofar. But here we talk about Yom Kippur. How do you combine it? The answer is very simple. Chachamim, when they analyzed the halachot of shofar, were aware that the shofar has many, many voices. One of the voices is you go to war, chas v'shalom, or you have a simcha, Bezrat Hashem, you compare this orientation, which way to go, physically and mentally, where to go. And we think about freedom. Dror is freedom. Everybody can live where he wants. That's the meaning of dror. Dira is an apartment. You can live wherever you want. Everybody goes back to his source. That's very much the basic idea of tshuva. Go back to your source. Chachamim combined that in a very creative way. If these are the sources from the Torah, I want to bring only one source from the Nevi'im, and there are many, many more. And it is now as if we were sitting and learning only the Bible before we had a Mishnah. We look together at the biblical sources, and we decide now to make up, where do we take it from there? We have to blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah. What's the meaning? We learn a source about here and there, and we put these sources together. Another source in Yeshayahu says, V'haya b'yom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol, uvau ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. V'yishtachavu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. We will all come back. The Jewish nation returns to the homeland. From Mitzrayim, from Ashur, wherever we are, Mitzrayim and Ashur were the two diaspora experiences, which we come back from wherever we were, east or west, Tzarot shel Mitzrayim, wherever, and we will come back to Yerushalayim. That's the idea of Yeshayahu. Has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. It's a prophecy for the future of the Jewish people. You will see that this pasuk is recruited for the end of Tfilat Musaf, the return of the Jewish people. So Chachamim took these psukim, and we need to sit for several hours to review all the psukim which Chachamim used, or to search them by ourselves, and that will help us to understand. That is the sound, that's the voice of the shofar. We will come back to our homeland. The same way it was for Yom Kippur in the slide I showed you here, as a mitzvah, every 50 years. Yom Kippur as a super experience of shofar after 50 years, 10 days later, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Chachamim understood to connect it. They took also the psukim of Kibbutz Galuyot, the return from the exile, and put it in a very, very meaningful way together in the psukim. That was a general overview. What do we know about shofar, zichronot? And Malchut, we know that shofar was blown whenever a new king was appointed. It was the expression that we have a new king, that they were blowing the shofar. So that is for that we have many psukim, which I even didn't show. Now we come to a fascinating Mishnah. The Mishnah is very short, but the Mishnah actually gives us a very interesting understanding about the idea of Rosh Hashanah Shofar, because it has a similar Mishnah in Ta'anit at the fast day. And here we can do intertextual studies in the Mishnah, beautifully elaborated by Rav Soloveitchik, Zichron Olivracha. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, V'ein pohati me'asara malchuyot, me'asara zichronot, me'asara shofarot. You don't say less than 10 fewer than 10 psukim for each of these units. One talking about kingdom of Hashem, zichronot, and the shofar. And the Mishnah has this general statement. In the Gemara, we have a lot of sources, a lot of suggestions, both in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, and in the Sifri, in the Midrash, which is also a source from Eretz Yisrael. And different attitudes. There are Jews who live in Israel, where there are Jews who live in the diaspora. They have the same psukim, they have the same sources, they have the same mitzvah, but they have a different perspective. Tfilat Musaf was very, very creative to integrate these approaches. We'll see it in a moment. But before we move forward to see these psukim, we have another Mishnah, which is in Ta'anit, in the fast day. It says, if you have a fast day, whether it's for war, it's for a magifa, a disease, or any other tzarot, any other stress for the Jewish people, ve'over lifnehem 24 brachot. We say 24 brachot, blessings, every day, the 18 of the regular day, u'mosif alehem ot shesh, ve'elu hem zichronot shofarot. So we have two in common, zichronot and shofarot, We don't have Malchuyot on the fast day. Why not? And I think here we have a very, very important insight, which was beautifully elaborated by Rav Soloveitchik in different places. What we say for Rosh Hashanah has a common basis, at least 66%, with Zichronot Shofarot of a fast day. We don't know which way we go. Is it war, a danger threatening our life? Or is it a simcha, a pleasure, a destiny, a present from Hashem? We don't know which way we go. That is what we experience on the regular fast day. What we take for Rosh Hashanah is we are aware. That is human, the human condition. We don't know which way we go next year. We have the Zichronot and the Shofarot. It is a fast day. No, Rosh Hashanah is not a fast day. Rosh Hashanah is a fast day in a very happy, meaningful way that we talk about the kingdom of Hashem. Hashem created the world, and Hashem, when he created the world, he had a good intention, a plan with us. We have to think about the Melech Olam. If we have Zichronot and Shofarot, that is very, very appropriate for the fast. But for Rosh Hashanah, we add on whatever we do, and we have our stress and our crisis, and we need our orientation. As for every fast day, Zichronot Shofarot. For Ta'anit, no. Rosh Hashanah is a Zichronot Shofarot, but the introduction is a Malchuyot. The king of the world tells us which way to go. Not because we are in stress, because we want to understand the king of the world, the creator of the world, so we have to know what we have to do as the creatures of the creator in his creation. That is a new approach. And I think this beautiful comparison, which is meaningful, and the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, how do we blow on Rosh Hashanah and how do we blow on a fast day? So it has something in common, but it has a difference, the way I try to explain it now. And it is worthwhile to focus on that because the Yerushalmi says, Ele brachot shemarichim bahem. You have some brachot which you don't try to make it short and quick. The brachot, the blessings in the prayer of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Ta'anit, a fast day of the a public fast day, Ta'anit Tzibur, we are very detailed. Why does the Yerushalmi take together Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, wow, Yamim Noraim, and the Ta'anit Tzibur? Because they share a common experience. What is human life all about? When we are in stress, Ta'anit, or when we think about the king of the world, what he wants from us and how we should shape our lives. That is in common. And the Yerushalmi says, Mibirchotav shel Adam, Nikar im Talmid Chacham hu imbo. If one understands how he prays, because these days there was no Sidur, we had to learn our prayer. We have to discuss and to think about what do we want to pray this year. We will know, somebody has to learn his prayers for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur from Ta'anit. So we see that there's something in common. And now I come to the last source of the Mishnah of Chazal before we step to the text of Musaf. Here we have the source, which the Gemara explains in the following way. What is the connection between Malchuyot and Zichronot and Shofarot? We have 10 psukim for each of these three sections. Each of them 10 psukim. Why? Are they connected? Is A connected to B and B connected to C? So we see it's exactly the question of contextuality. Are they connected or not? Just 10 psukim, yeah, God is the king. Remember the mitzvah of Shofar. And also in between we have Zichronot. Or is there a story between them? Is there a narrative? Is there a logic development that we have to go through? And the Gemara says very clearly, Tkiotu v'rachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippur me'akvot. You cannot say one without the other. Look at all the units of the brachot as an entity. Once we understand the entity, we fulfill the mitzvah. If we split one here, one there, and another one, it's not the mitzvah. It's a block. Maitama, what's the reason for that? Amar Rabba, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Imru lefanai barosh Hashanah Malchuyot, Zichronot v'Shofarot. God says you should say all of them. Malchuyot, Kedei shetamlichuni alechem, so that you will crown me as king over you. Zichonot kedei sheyavo lefanai zichronchem letova, so that your remembrance will rise before me for good things. Uvame b'shofar, with the shofar. What is the shofar adding? Yes, the shofar gives a voice, and you have to think, and you just listen to a acoustic experience, and you think about memories. It doesn't explain what exactly, but the Gemara tries to explain that. You will see Tfilat Musaf is like an explanation of what we see here in the Gemara. Therefore, they're all connected, and don't look at them as three independent units. Here we have a source, which is fascinating to compare. A source from Eretz Yisrael, Sifri, is the Midrash on the Torah. Once when I was younger, I got very confused. You have one source in the Gemara, it says it like that. The Sifri says it in another way, and it made me very nervous. Where is the lack? Where is the consistency? There's a lack of consistency. And that changed very much when I learned to look at these sources in a different way. They share something together, but they have a different point. Because somebody in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz looks at the same mitzvot differently. So there's an amazing richness and an opportunity of beautiful insights which arise dafka from comparing the sources and looking at the difference. The Sifri asks, as a commentary on the Pasuk, on the Torah, Ma ra'u chachamim lomar malchuyot tchila v'achakach zichronot v'shofarot. Why did the chachamim? It's not the Kiddush Baruch Hu who said it, it is Chachamim. Ela, they said, Hamlichu alecha tchila, v'chakach bakesh milfanav rachamim, kedei shetizacher lo. First, you have to respect Hashem as the king, as the creator of the world. And afterwards, remember, with memory, we create, we support our understanding of the kingdom. We learn history, we learn the history of the world in the past and in the future. This way we understand what the king wants from us. Uvame b'shofar shel chirut. Bame, the Gemara in the Bavli said, how do we do that? With the shofar. With what? With the shofar. No explanation what the meaning is of the shofar. In Eretz Yisrael, the shofar has a meaning. It is the shofar of freedom. Ve'en shofar ela shel chirut. Why? We have the pasuk in Yeshayahu. I don't know who is blowing the shofar. The pasuk in Zechariah says, God will blow the shofar. At the end of the days, he will blow it. Sorry, I didn't translate it here. Please remember these psukim. This midrash dictated Tfilat Musaf. So before we take a look at the Sidur, we have to find all the sources, or I presented them to you first, so we have a better look to understand the choice in the Sidur. What we learned from these Midrashim here, that the three blessings of Malchuyot, Zichronot, Shofarot, they constitute the literary and the philosophical and the halachic unit. It doesn't go one without the other, and they have an order. If we understand that, we have a much better understanding to identify the message and the narrative of Tfilat Musaf. And of course, what I said, that in Eretz Yisrael, the source in the Midrash comes from Eretz Yisrael. It's not just blowing the shofar and wonderful, we hear the voice, Bameh b'shofar. The Bavli doesn't explain what is the message of the shofar. It's the sound, it's the mitzvah, that's it. No need for the Bavli to explain the shofar. The source in Eretz Yisrael says, if you hear the shofar, it is the return from the exile. We come back from many, many, many distant places, Ashur and Mitzrayim, and God will blow the shofar. We will blow and God will blow. You will see how that is, of course, a message, a Zionistic message, that when we are back in Eretz Yisrael, it's time to blow the shofar. The Jewish people found home in the homeland, exactly as Yom Kippur did and Yeshayahu did. So far, the background sources on Malchuyot, Zichonot, Shofarot. What we learned is in the Psukim have different, in the Bible are different sources from different fields, which the Gemara takes together for a good reason. And we learned in the Mishnah that the Rosh Hashanah experience is to be compared with the experience of Ta'anit. It is the human condition that we pray on a fast day, which is upgraded to accepting the kingdom of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not a fast day. Rosh Hashanah is a very special, unique, and deep day where we understand the meaning of the King, of the Creator for his creatures, because that is the day when the creation began. Now we come to the source, which I showed you before in the handout, here in this paper and on this sheet, which has a lot of details. And I apologize again when I show you this source. I hope if you print it out and study it before Rosh Hashanah and learn sources and try to understand and to compare, to understand the flow of ideas, I have no chance to understand it in normal machzor. It's over 20 pages. And you don't see the structure. This way, I try to show the structure. And I refer, if we look at this sheet, before we go to the details, the beginning of Malchuyot is Tfilat Aleinu. So I know that I have to apologize for so many sources, but Tfilat Aleinu, we studied it last week in the second shiur on Yamim Noraim from a week ago. That is Tfilat Aleinu, where you see my cursor. And here we have Hashem Yimloch Leolam Va'et. We have all the 10 psukim, which is really the data, the basic information from the Bible, how to create the message of these three sections. And at the end, it says, V'haya Hashem Lemelech al kol ha'aretz. If we say in Aleinu, at the end, V'ne'emar V'haya Hashem Lemelech al kol ha'aretz, God should be the king over the entire universe, that is the end of Aleinu today, but it flows very well with the Aleinu, 9 psukim in between, and Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is an amazing flow, and I will address that very soon. Aleinu is at home in Musaf, as we discussed last time. Not at the end of each day, of each daily prayer. It's at home in Tfilat Musaf, kingdom. God is the king. And we are happy about that, and we should make the world a better one. We should make sure that everybody respects the kingdom of Hashem, including Kol Rishei Aretz, all the wicked people. That is the Malchut that everybody follows in. So what I am planning to do now, in order to show the flow and the narrative, that I will give short, I will show that this idea of Zichronot and Shofarot is the next step of the first one. And it flows beautifully. For the sake of time, I will give for each unit 2 slides, and I will try to show the narrative. Of course, for so much material, it has to be very short, fast, and the overload of ideas. That's the way you can print it out, better in A3 or even in 4 if you print it twice on the handout, or you can even print it in 4 different sheets and put it together carefully, so you can read the whole idea. So I want to start with the structure of the Shmonesra, which is very non-unique for Rosh Hashanah. Every day we have 18 brachot, and for Shabbat, 7. But there is something very unique that we add on for Rosh Hashanah and the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, additional texts to the first and second bracha, also to the third, for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and to Birkat Hoda'ah and Shalom. The text reads, Zachreinu L'chaim, I will make it bigger. The text in the first bracha reads, Zachreinu L'chaim, Melech Chafetz B'chaim, V'chotveinu B'sefer HaChaim, L'ma'ancha Elohim Chaim. The 4 short sentences, and each of them with life. We want from you life. Remember us for our life. You want life. Write us in the book of life, because you are the God of life. It's talking about Hashem. In the second bracha, we add on, Mi chamocha avarachamim, who is like you, God of mercy, who remembers his creatures, lechayim berachamim. You remember us out of your mercy every day for life. And that is what we add for Rosh Hashanah. at the end of Tfilat Amida, at the end of these prayers, sorry, we have additional sections. We have additional sections which I would like to show you here. At the very end of the Shmoneh Esrei, in Birkat Avodah Hoda'ah, we add for Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Uchtov L'chaim Tovim Kol Bnei Vritecha. Write in the book of good life all your creatures, all you Bnei Brit. And in the last bracha, we add, you create peace, B'sefer Chaim, bracha, b'shalom, please write us in the book of life, of blessing, of peace, of parnasa, and yeshuot v'nechamot, nizacher v'nikatev lefanecha, anachnu b'chol amacha b'et Yisrael, l'chaim tovim u'l'shalom. Much more detailed. What is the difference that we say here chayim tovim, and we say here chayim tovim, while in the first part, we spoke God, you are the God of life, but not chayim tovim. And I think here we come to a wonderful, simple insight, which is worthwhile to explain in a very meaningful way. At the beginning, when we pray, we approach Hashem, who is He? He chose our Avot. He is Gvurot, He is the powerful, and He has a Kedusha. We talk about Him, and He gives life. At the end, when we prayed for whatever we prayed for, we add in these Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, we add Chayim Tovim. By asking in the middle, Malchuyot Zichronot Shofarot, it's not only that God gives life to all the creatures. It is, He gives us good life if we understand what happens in between. Because of the experience in between, we don't need that anymore. Because of the experience that happened in between, our chayim will turn to a chayim tovim. Now let's take a look at the first unit, Malchuyot Zichronot Shofarot, and I want to show how they flow in a wonderful way. Yes, we need to look at all the psukim. We have to analyze the sources and to see how Chachamim took them together. And we talk now about Malchuyot. We have Tfilat Aleinu, and as I mentioned, Tfilat Aleinu is the opening. We have to do something to respect your kingdom. And this Tfilat Aleinu closes, as we discussed in the Shiul, it closes with a pasuk, God will be the king al kol ha'aretz. The closing of the bracha says, you have it here at the very end, Baruch ata Hashem, melech al kol ha'aretz, mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. The closing of the bracha quotes Zechariah, because here it says, melech al kol ha'aretz. The entire bracha of Malchuyot is, that king will be, God will be the king over the entire universe. That is a fulfillment of Bayom Hahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That is the pasuk which we say here. We see here, and I hope you can identify the arrows. The pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, our daily prayer, talks about we accept Hashem as Am Yisrael. He is our God. He is one. But in the future, He will be one for the entire universe. The same Hashem Echad is mentioned here, only twice in the Bible. And He will be the king over the entire world. Lemelech al kol haaretz, that's the message. So that is the message of Kedushat Hayom. The day is, He is the king of the entire universe. Jews, non-Jews, human beings, the entire world. And that is the general message. I want to show you something fascinating here when we look carefully at the text. We see at the beginning the quotation, Yehi ratzon milfonech Hashem Elokeinu v'lokei avoteinu, melech rachaman shetashuv uterachem aleinu. You should be the merciful king and you should be compassionate with us. Avinu malkeinu gale kvod malchutcha aleinu mehera. V'hofa v'hinase aleinu le'inei kol chai. And bring back all the dispersed from all the diasporas. V'karev pizureinu mibein agoyim, unefutzoteinu kanes miyarketei aretz. A classical Jewish experience. The Israel experience. Have mercy with us. Then we talk about kibbutz galuyot. This pasuk about kibbutz galuyot, this line, is mentioned at the very end of Malchuyot Zichronot again. I couldn't find any explanation why it's mentioned twice. And I want to make a clear point. It's mentioned twice because we talk at the beginning about our return, at the very beginning of Malchuyot. And now we open the horizons. We open the angle much, much broader. It's not the Jewish issue. It's not the Israeli experience. It is God should be the king over all of us. And instead of saying, Terachem aleinu, have mercy over us, Gale malchut, gale kvod malchutcha aleinu, vehinase aleinu, we don't ask what Hashem is doing with us. We say, aleinu l'shabeach, what we have to do. The same word aleinu, mentioned here three times, is interpreted in a new way, like a midrash. Don't ask what God will do for us. Ask what you will do for God. Aleinu l'shabeach. And what is our aleinu? We care for the entire world. We spoke about it in aleinu. If we said here, v'hufa v'hinase aleinu, and we should go back to Eretz Yisrael, at the end we say, Elokeinu v'lokei avoteinu, meloch al kol haolam kulo b'chvodecha, v'hinase al kol haaretz b'ikarecha, v'hufa b'hadar gaon uzecha al kol yoshvei tevel atzecha. You should appear not only to us, first part, you should hofa vehinase, quite rare words in the Siddur, and mentioned here at the beginning of Malchuyot and at the end. What we ask at the beginning for us, for the Jewish people, bring us back. We put on hold and say, no, aleinu, aleinu, aleinu for us. We pray because we have a duty for the world. Aleinu l'shabeach. And please don't appear just to us in Yerushalayim when we all come back from the exile. Hinase v'hofa al kol ha'aretz b'ikarecha. It's an issue of the entire world. That's the reason the psukim v'haya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu are brought together. That was exactly the message, not only for us to come back to the Korban Musaf. That will be mentioned at the end of the tefillah. Now we need Hashem that you take care of the entire world. Tikkun haolam, that's what we say in Aleinu. It is fascinating to compare this Tfilat Musaf to the Tfilat Musaf of other regalim, and that is wonderful intertextuality in the Siddur, which I cannot elaborate now, but if somebody is interested, please send me an email. I'm happy to share. And now we come to the second part. We ask in Malchuyot for the entire world. And who is the entire world? It's not Yerushalayim. It's not Kibbutz Galiot, the return from the exile. Let's take the Bible and see where does it start. It doesn't start with Abraham, with Am Yisrael in Egypt. The Bible starts with the creation of the world. And the human beings mentioned at the beginning is Adam. A human being is Adam. Our concern on Rosh Hashanah is now, for now, not Eretz Yisrael and the temple and our korbanot. It's not about us, it's about the world. What do we say in these brachot? We begin with Adam. We mentioned Adam. Every human being is important. And we have here a quotation from the Yerushalmi about all the nations you decide. It's not about the Jewish people, Yiddishe Kinderloch, Git for the Eden or Schlecht for the Eden. It's not about us. It's about the world. The Yerushalmi, the quotation here in red, knows to point that out. We have a Zikaron of the entire world. Who is it? It is Adam. And we say very clearly here that you remember every human being. Machshevot Adam v'tachbulotav. We pray about every human being, the human condition of every creature. Humanity, mankind, is the topic. At the beginning, nothing about the Jewish people, about all nations, kol medinot. We will talk about that next shiur when we talk about Unetane Tokev. It's elaboration of this text, which goes back to Yerushalmi, which is part of Zichronot. And of course, I chose the three shiurim all about Musaf. Last time Aleinu, the beginning of Musaf, and next time about Unetane Tokef, a further elaboration of this source, which goes back to the Yerushalmi in Unetane Tokef. It's about the world, every human being. And there is one special example who is a hero of humanity, of mankind. And this person is Noach. And we remember Noach. And we stand in the prayer and we say we are all the children of Noach. I'm not aware of any source in the prayer book that we approach Hashem. We are your children of Noach. We say we are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Our fathers, our mothers, we never pray we are the sons of Noach. And thank you that you remembered Noach. That's not the topic normally in the tefillah. It is for Rosh Hashanah. Because we mentioned here Adam, and we mentioned here Noach. And the first pasuk is Noach. You destroyed the world almost, but it was the first day of the first month that Noach, when he watched after the Mabul, the flood, that he saw the world is saved. It's a new world. The Noach experience after the Mabul is our experience. The new world starts. What did Noach see? He saw a rainbow. When he saw the rainbow, Chachamim say, "Haroeh takeshet be'anan mevarech baruch zocher abrit." If we see the rainbow, we bless who remembers the covenant with Noach. That is the bracha of Zichronot. Baruch ata Hashem zocher abrit. What is the bracha of zocher abrit? Is it with Avraham, with Am Yisrael? Yes, they are mentioned here. But it is primarily about Noach. And that is not overinterpretation in the bracha, because the bracha mentions Noach. The first pasuk is Noach. And the topic of the bracha is, we want, following Aleinu, Tikkun HaOlam. We have one big hero in the Bible. It is Noach. We should follow Noach. And Noach, the same way you remembered Noach, the same did also Avraham. Elokeinu ve'le'avoteinu, zochreinu bezichron tov. It is Noach. And Avraham follows the idea of Noach. If Avraham is mentioned here, is because he is a follower of Noach and of Adam. That is a beautiful prayer, which, as I said, I don't know any source in the Siddur where we pray Hashem for Noach. And look at here. If we say about Noach, v'gam et Noach be'ahava zachavta, v'tifkedeu bidvar Yeshua v'rachamim, that sounds like Yaleh v'yavo. It is about Avraham later on. We continue with Avraham, the flow of Noach. Elokeinu v'lokei avoteinu. Zochreinu bezichron tov lefanecha. Ufokdeinu bifkudat Yeshua v'rachamim. And we should follow Avraham's example, role model, because he followed Noach's role model. This universal approach, zocher habrit with the world. That is zichronot. Of course, we have a special role with the 10 psukim for Am Yisrael that we have to continue the idea of the world. I want to mention, since I guess there are a lot of people in the audience who listened to the shiurim on tefillah, on Tehillim, and everything, I actually started my learning on Tehillim when I looked at these psukim. They are very meaningful. But we don't understand them if we don't go back to the source. Zochreinu ufokdeinu is the source in Tehillim 8. Ma enosh ki tizkerenu uvenadam ki tifkedeinu. It's exactly this pasuk which is incorporated here at the beginning. Care about humanity. And we discussed this pasuk in much detail when we spoke about Tehillim 8, Mizmor Chet, as the center of the unit of Tehillim 3 to 14, I will not repeat it here. It's about humanity. Save humanity. Give human beings the role, tizkorotam v'tifkodotam. There is a future and there is a hope for human beings. That is what we say in Tehillim. That is what we integrate here in the tefillah. And the best example of a man who changed the world is Noach. But here we have at the end a special source, which is very long. I will quote it very quickly. A fascinating midrash. We pray here at the end of Zichronot. We tell Hashem something very unique. Oops. We ask here Hashem where the arrow goes. Please Hashem, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu, remember us. And please remember Avraham. And please, yichbeshu rachamecha et ka'ascha me'aleinu, v'yagolu rachamecha al midotecha. Please, Hashem, have mercy with us. No anger. And your mercy should be better than all your other features. That is taken from a Gemara in Masechet Brachot. A beautiful, beautiful Gemara, which I would love to elaborate and discuss for half an hour. A beautiful insight. The Gemara says there, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mitpalel. Kadosh Baruch Hu prays. He wants to see something better. He prays. To who does he pray? Shenemar v'hadiyotim el arkochi v'simachtim b'vei tfilati. Tfilatim lo nemar el tfilati. It is my prayer. He prays in the house of my prayer. It's not that people pray to him, to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu prays for a better world. And we quote Hashem. That's a little bit of Jewish, I don't know, chutzpah, sense of humor, or brilliant mind. You know what we say, Hashem? Remember, Hashem. You know your prayer book? In your prayer book, it says, what is he praying, asked the Gemara. He prays, Yehi ratzon milfanai, sheyichbesu rachamai et ka'asi, v'yagolu rachamai al midotai. God prays that I should always, my will should be that my mercy will overcome my anger towards Israel and the entire world, even if they make mistakes, and I should take care of the world in a merciful way. It's about Galut. And we hear about the destruction of Yerushalayim. And God sits somewhere, the Midrash says, and he prays. He prays for Am Yisrael and the world. If we pray Rosh Hashanah, we pray, we want to follow Adam and Noach and Avraham. But you know what? If we follow the way we should be, Tehilim 8, you know what, Hashem? Allow us to remind you, we follow our prayers, and you, please, follow your prayers. And we just remind him. That needs the sense of humor or the philosophy that Avraham could stand in front of Hashem, Sdom ve'Amora, and he told Hashem, you should not destroy the entire city. Chalila lecha. Avraham told Hashem, God forbid you will destroy the city. That's not your commitment for the world. That's what we say here. We quote Hashem, please have mercy. Remember your own prayers. A wonderful insight, powerful insight. The way we pray with Hashem, his prayers and our prayer are together. We have a minyan. We pray together. We come to the last unit. And allow me a few minutes more. You come here to the last unit of Shofarot. At the end, we say a section, which I apologize, I didn't translate, but I will quote it very quickly here. The beginning of Shofarot says, Ata nigleta banan kodecha alam kodshecha ledaber imam. You revealed yourself to Am Yisrael. Min ha-shamayim nishma'atam kolecha, v'nigneta lehem ba'arpilei toar. From heaven, you showed up with your voice. Kolecha, it was a shofar. Gam kol ha'olam kulo chal mipanecha. Uvriyot bereshit chardu mipeka. V'higallotecha malkeinu al har Sinai. Also the entire world was frightened, was impressed, and all creatures from Bereshit had respect for you when you revealed to them. Rav Soloveitchik elaborates this section very, very beautifully. And he says, I don't know any section, Rav Soloveitchik says, that God says har Sinai was for the nations? Yeah, it's true. The Midrash says that. Here, Har Sinai is presented as a meaningful hitgalut. Hashem showed up at Har Sinai for the entire world. Briot v'reshit. They all had respect because you're our king. Here, you taught afterwards the Torah to Am Yisrael and you blow the shofar. The words quoted here, and that is something you need research and read it over and over and over. We said at the beginning, at the end of Malchuyot, Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu, Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo bichvodecha. You should be the king over the entire world in your honor, in your kavod, glory. About the entire world, the word al kol ha'olam kulo chvodecha is exactly what we say here. The Torah, which was given for the Jewish people in Exodus, no, it was given for the entire world. Because we have to deal with our Torah for the entire world. We have to make our Torah a better one, whether they were there or not. That is the message of Rosh Hashanah. And all the Bereshit creatures, they listened. Bereshit is what we say in Zichronot. Ata zocher maaseh olam. Hamon nistarot mi Bereshit. You revealed them. So this section takes together Malchuyot, Shofarot, and puts it together. If we hear the Shofar, it is the Shofar we heard, Har Sinai, but this voice should go to the entire world. The entire world is a better one. That's what you will find in the Psukim from Tehillim and other Psukim. How do we make the world a better one? Yeshayahu is quoted. At the end, we quote Yeshayahu. Each of these three sections have 10 psukim. We need a lot of time to elaborate each pasuk, which we don't have. But now we understand. At the end, it says, from Yeshayahu, from Tehillim, three beautiful, powerful messages from Tehillim. Tehillim 47, which is the Mizmor, we say on Rosh Hashanah before blowing the shofar. You will blow the shofar and the entire world will recognize you. And we say in Tehillim 98, Chatzotzot v'kol shofar hariu lifnei ha-melech Hashem, the entire world will blow the shofar. And at the very end of Tehillim, it says the entire universe will play an orchestra of blowing the shofar. That's the message of Tehillim. I would always say it reflects the whole narrative of Sefer Tehillim, which we discussed earlier this year. And afterwards, we hear the prophets. You will blow the shofar, and you will bring us back from all the nations. We were all over the world, and they will see that Am Yisrael comes back. And you will blow the shofar, as it says in Zechariah. So you see, these two psukim here are actually quoting the Midrash in Sifri, which we discussed a few earlier. That is the basis. It is a shofar of Cherut. And if we quote Vayom Ahui Taka B'Shofar Gadol, we quote the pasuk in Yeshayahu. We pray afterwards, Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoteinu Taka B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheruteinu. Bring us back for our freedom. L'Cheruteinu is a quotation of the Midrash, not the Midrash in Bavel. In Bavel, you don't talk about freedom. The Statue of Liberty of Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Cherut. Why do we add a Cherut? Uvame b'shofar shel Cherut. The Bavli reads, Uvame b'shofar. In Eretz Yisrael, the Sifri is a shofar of Cherut of Eretz Yisrael. And the Midrash quotes Yeshayahu and afterwards Zechariah. Oh, we come back. Very good. It's a closure. Big closure of a circle. You remember at the beginning we said, V'sanes l'kabetz galiyoteinu? V'karev pezureinu, we have to bring a sacrifice. That was at the very beginning when we started with Malchuyot, but we interrupted. It's not for Am Yisrael, we said at the beginning. It's the entire world. We remembered Noach, the entire creation. And we remember Har Sinai for the entire world. And we sing Tehillim for the entire world. Now listen to the shofar. Kindalach, Yiddish Kindalach, we come back with the shofar to Eretz Yisrael. It is Yeshayahu and Zechariah. Oh, now we have the closure again of the Karev Pezureinu. It's not that a person had a mistake and he just copied twice the same section. No, we opened our Kibbutz Galuyot, the Jewish, the Israel experience was a universal experience, but we serve the entire world and we come back and we bring a Korban. What is the Korban? Uveyom simchatachem, we quote the pasuk from Bamidbar 10, whatever way we go, we have chatzotzot and shofar. It's integrated here. The last pasuk is not the shofar pasuk for Rosh Hashanah. It is the way we go in the desert, whether it is a stress or a war, or whether it is a simcha. That's what we continue when we come back. That is the narrative of Sefer, of these three brachot, which is coming back to Eretz Yisrael at the end. It's quoted here, the Midrash dictates the Psukim in Rosh Hashanah, or the Psukim in Musaf are explained according to the Midrash. I showed you here the meaning, the historical overview. I tried to give you a little bit a taste of the structure, the source, and to show the narrative, and allow me to add a message, which is, for me personally, for many years, a strong message, but there is no shortage of beautiful message, for enough for every year for everybody to find another message I'm happy to hear. But I want to share with you a beautiful message, which Rav Kook, the genius first chief rabbi of Eretz Israel, gave in the year of 33 or 34. Because in 35, Rosh Hashanah, he was not alive anymore. He died Elul in 35. So that was in 33 or in 34. And Hitler took over in March 1st in 1933. And I want to share with you the message in a brilliant drasha, which is summarized in one of his books, which he elaborates on Shofarot. And there is a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. It says you should blow the shofar, but if you don't have a kosher shofar from a wild animal, you should use it to blow the shofar, but you cannot say a bracha on a shofar from a wild animal. You fulfill the mitzvah because you don't have another choice, and you blow it, but the bracha you cannot say from a wild animal's shofar. And the Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, explains it. And Rav Kook makes an amazing statement, which you see here. And I think the message is powerful to understand Rav Kook. It's powerful to hear a big thinker at the end of his life in 1934. It says, we cannot blow the shofar for a wild animal. But the shofar is a shofar of chirut, of liberty. That's the feature of shofar. We saw it in the Sifri. Sometimes, he says, there are wild animals who blow the shofar. And they blow a terrible, terrible shofar. It is the shofar of freedom. And they force us to listen to the shofar, which is a kosher sound, but it's not a kosher animal. And they don't leave us alone in the diaspora. Shofar shel chayat me'ah nehefach l'shofaro shel Mashiach. And we have a shofar from a wild animal, which can be the shofar of the Mashiach. That could be Amalek, and it could be Hitler. And they also bring the geula. But on this shofar, you cannot say a bracha. It is the shofar, but this shofar's blowing is a wild, wild animal. It has the cherut. You can't say a bracha on all the disaster. He said that in 33 or 34, when Hitler took over. Nobody thought, we think nobody knew what will happen, but whoever read Mein Kampf knew exactly what's going to happen, and Rav Kook had a sharp view. And here we are in Eretz Yisrael, and here we are as part of the beautiful narrative of Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot. And we come back and we remember after 2,000 years of the diaspora, the shofar is calling us back to Eretz Yisrael. All the nations should recognize Hashem. All the nations, Christians and Islams, everybody, the entire world, because we care for the world. Noach cared for the world, and it's the beginning of the world. We should make the world a better one, but we should come back. The shofar of Cherut brings us after this huge journey back to Eretz Yisrael. I hope I was capable to show you the beauty of this narrative, the powerful meaning of Rosh Hashanah's days and Tfilot. Next time, Yirtzeh Hashem will talk about Unetane Tokev. Thank you for your attention, and sorry for having been too long and hopefully not too enthusiastic about these messages.
Thank you very much, Rav Benny. Always a pleasure. Really, always, as I tell everybody, your insight and innovation and creativity is always a pleasure to behold. And look forward to next week, and we look forward to learning with you after Yontif. We'll have to talk about that. Okay. But really, thank you very much. And I love the insight about the Sifri and the Talmud Bavli. The shofar is just the shofar in Bavel, and in Eretz Yisrael, the shofar shel chirut. That is, it's so beautiful when you see it, but I never, had never thought about that before. So Yeshko, that's just one of many things. Of course, I say that living in Toronto, and you're living in Israel, but,
But you hear the shofar shel chirut.
Right. Hopefully. Listen.
And your son is here.
My son is here. I've heard the shofar of Chirut in Yerushalayim a few times. But,
we should all hear the shofar of Chirut.
Amen.
As Rav Kook said, from a Chayak Shira.
That's it.
Our kosher shofar goes back to Avraham, not to the shofar shel Chayat Rifa.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. We very much look forward to next week. If anybody has any questions, I don't really see any in the chat. I didn't see any, which is unusual, but that's fine. If anybody would like to unmute themselves and ask a question, then while you're thinking of that, for very briefly, tonight, of course, Moshe Sokolov, the Haftorah of the week. We're finishing the year almost. One more week after this week, the wonderful Shir, the Haftorah of the week. That's 8 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow we have a triple header. Gil Pearl at 11 a.m. on the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim, and followed by Orot HaTshuvah Rabbi Shvat at 1 p.m. That's 11 and 1 Eastern Time, of course. And then 8:30, Rabbi Sam Berkowitz from SAR, we're giving the Parshat HaShavua Shir. So that's 8:30. So that's more the triple letter. Friday, just my Shir Pirkei Avot. And Saturday is Slichas already. Wow. Okay. August Slichas.
Excuse me, Rabbi Kelman. Is Rabbi Israel not giving the Shir?
Rabbi Israel is giving the shiur next Wednesday, as I said. Yes. No, it's next Wednesday after Benny Shear. It's at 11:15. Okay. Rabbi Alex Israel is giving a special shiur sponsored by the Almonds next week. What we should think about when we hear the show for it. So, and I'm assuming it won't be the same as Dr. Benny, but if not Benny, you can walk over. They live a couple blocks apart. Rabbi Israel and Dr. Benny live just around the corner from each other, so they can always compare notes. But so it's always good to hear different people speaking on the same general broad topic. Okay.
Is my neighbor in shul? You understand we have to come to Rabbi Jay in Toronto to learn what he is teaching and learning.
That's the way it goes. I see people. There are people who live two blocks away from me. I haven't seen in 18 months, you know, Kimat people. And, you know, I see people here from around the world. It's what can
Rabbi
I say? Yes.
Allow me to add. I know people wrote it is the font is too small. I know I was I apologized enough for not enough for this size. I work with this sheet and I used to work 40 years ago. I copied it and put it on a big sheet. Altogether, this way I can understand the tefillot.
Yeah. Is Kinko still in business, or did they go out of business when you left?
So that this way to compare it, you will understand the narrative. And I, what I apologize for that it is too much. It's the only way that you can see the forest and not the trees. And I would like to. I would be very happy to hear your thoughts. Please send me email, as I said. That you see the flow of thoughts using incorporating the psukim. And if you look at that, you see that there is a big mind. For the first years when I studied that, it was like little pieces. But I never put together a picture. It was many stones, beautiful stones. But with my mind that I tried to understand the narrative of Sefer Tehillim, which helped me very much, hard work. I think it's true. The narrative of Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot is an incredible narrative. Aleinu goes through the entire Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot. Har Sinai has a new light because it is part of the Aleinu. We take care of the world. Over the last 2,000 years, there are two big religions which learned and improved the world. Tikkun Olam. And now we are back. And Rav Kook, I would like to hear his drasha, what he would say today on that. He's not alive anymore, but think about what he would say. Or you know what? I have a much better idea. Please write me what you think.
Okay, thank you. I'm asking the sources are both on the Torah in Motion website. There should be two sources up from today's share, and also the Tefillah website that Audrey just posted, that Dr. Benny's website on all his works on Tefillah. So you've got should be in two places to download it, and then we'll listen. The recordings, of course, will go up within 24 hours on our website. And okay, you can listen, but. Thank you very much, and we look forward. And now you'll have a longer break. I know you didn't get a break, only 2 minutes between classes. So we'll see you later. Okay, have a wonderful day, everybody, and we look forward to learning with you this evening, tomorrow, and invite a friend to come join us. Okay, bye-bye.